The Soviet Union was hardly known for its contributions to the beauty industry, but in the post-Soviet period, beautiful Russian women have become a commodity, marketed on runways and in countless online marriage sites. What hasn't changed is the babushka, the stereotypical image of the older Russian woman, often overweight and unhealthy. Jessica Gallagher reports on how one image relates to the other.
Young Russian women are known all over the world for how beautiful they can be. Walk down one of Moscow's most famous streets, Tverskaya Ulitsa, on any given day, and you'll see them, thin, elegant, and strikingly beautiful. Most girls are taught from a very young age that their main purpose in life is to find a man. Lawyer Julia Osadchaya says for all its changes, Russia remains a very traditional culture.
I don't know, maybe it's also kind of internal aim of every woman to be beautiful, to be attractive, to be very feminine, to express some of the best female qualities.
But back on that same stretch of Moscow pavement, you're just as likely to see rotund elderly women. The comparison is almost shocking. How is it possible for a slender bombshell to turn into a pear-shaped babushka? Dr. Irina Rus is head of endocrinology at the European Medical Center here in Moscow. She often encounters women who don't understand the transformation, but she says it's just not that hard to figure out. She says some girls starve themselves for a long time because they want to look good. She's thin, 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 and then suddenly she gets fat. Why? Because for a long time she doesn't eat, and then she has to eat because she can't fast anymore. So even if she eats only a little, but more than usual, she gains weight quickly. And when women do gain weight quickly, they often go to Dr. Boris Kirushov, a gynecologist and certified acupuncturist here in Moscow. Dr. Kirushov says many of his female patients believe they have hormonal problems, when in reality, 99% of women have a poor diet laden with carbohydrates.
The quality of food is very questionable, too. And of course, it's not healthy at all. They get to that point when their body cannot digest food properly. That's why they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The condition of women is a condition of the whole country. We should take care of women more than we do right now. They are the people who produce the future generations.
Russians have a history of eating foods that thrive in cold climates, including wheat, rye, buckwheat, and root vegetables like potatoes and beets, all high in carbs. It's also not uncommon for Russians to have bread at every meal and sweets at least once a day. And since sweets and bread are among the most inexpensive items, they're often overconsumed by those who have to watch their rubles. Pensioner Yelena Nikolaevna is one of them. She says she knows she's gained a lot of weight due to her poor diet, but she's on a budget and, well, she's got to eat. She says, I happily eat potatoes and pasta. Of course, with pasta you gain weight. Everyone is afraid to gain weight. Endocrinologist Irina Rus says that the fact that this babushka knows her poor diet can lead to weight gain is actually a step in the right direction. She says even the Kremlin is acknowledging the need to educate Russians about a healthy diet and weight here in the 21st century. And things have changed here in Moscow, especially in the last 15 years. There are gyms, personal trainers, and most every type of food is available for the right price. Attorney Yulia Osadchaya says she and her friends are a lot more health conscious than the last generation of women.
I believe that modern women would look much more better in 20 or 30 years. And we also, you know, we are very curious about all kind of new things that happening around. So new creams, new lotions, new body treatment.
Meanwhile, Osadchaya says she's made it her personal mission not to turn into a babushka, because after all, she wants to keep her figure and her health. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.